Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I didn't exactly get ghosted, but I think this girl lied to me about why she didn't want to see me anymore.
Okay. All right. Who is this girl?
Her name's Carissa.
Okay. Give me some of the background here. How long did you two date?
Well, so we have a mutual friend, this girl, Julia. I work with her, and she's friends with Carissa. So, a couple of months ago, a bunch of us were talking about how, you know, most of us were going to end up being single when summertime comes, and they were all excited about it. And I was like, I'm going to be single, but not by choice. I'd actually like to have someone by the summer.
Aww.
So Julia goes, I should totally hook you up with my friend Carissa. So she gives me her info. We start texting and stuff. And about a week later, we go out.
Okay, and what did you do?
I think we went to dinner and a movie. I'm trying to remember. It was a while ago.
Okay, and in the your opinion, the date went well?
Definitely. I asked her if she wanted to go out again, and she said, yeah. So we actually ended up dating for a few weeks.
Oh, okay, so she didn't ghost you on the first date or anything?
No. We dated for a while, actually, and then a couple weekends ago, we went out for my birthday. And I guess it was a surprise, because we ended up at the bar, and everybody from work was there, so it was pretty cool. So at the end of the night, I was pretty wasted, and she ended up driving me home, and I asked her if she wants to stay, and she says, sure.
Okay, sounds like somebody had a happy birthday.
As a matter of fact, I did. So the next morning, she woke up before I did, and she's gone. So I'm like, maybe she had to be somewhere. So I send her a text saying, hey, thanks for a great birthday. And she never writes me back. So I'm thinking, no big deal. It's not like I asked for a reply or anything. So then a day goes by, then two. And so I send her another text saying, hey, are you doing anything this weekend? And she writes back this long message saying how I'm a great guy, but she thinks things moved way too fast and she needs to be alone right now.
Okay, yeah, that's not good. Okay, so maybe you guys got a little too crazy that night for her comfort level?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's it at all. I mean, we didn't even have sex.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I mean, we messed around, but we didn't do that.
Huh, okay. So you didn't do that, but yet she still feels like things move too fast.
Well, here's what I think it really is. I don't think she liked my apartment.
You don't think she liked your apartment?
No. I mean, I don't blame her. I live in a crappy part of town, and the apartment I live in is, like, falling apart. I hate it. But I'm stuck on this lease until October, and then I'm moving somewhere better.
Was this the first time that she had seen where you live?
Yes. Every other time that we went out, we either met somewhere or I would pick her up. So, first time.
Do you really think somebody would be that shallow, though, that they would judge you by your apartment like that?
I mean, I believe it. I mean, we judge guys by what kind of cars they drive, jobs they have. I could totally see a girl, seeing your ratty old apartment and thinking, like, there's no way I could stay here or whatever.
Okay, so you think this girl didn't care about the moving too fast thing. You think she used that as an excuse because your apartment sucks.
I do, but I wanted to make sure that's the reason because, like I said, I'm moving at the end of the summer.
Okay, but let's not forget, this was also your first night together. I mean, even though you didn't do that, you did still spend the night together, correct?
Yes.
And you said you were pretty drunk, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember all of the events that took place that night, like, clearly?
I mean, not really, no.
Okay, so it's also possible that you may have done something that you don't remember, like that night that scared her away.
Yeah, like maybe you the bed.
No, I know I didn't do that, and I didn't hurl or anything. I just passed out.
Okay, so we're going to call this Carissa girl and find out the truth for you.
If you could just find out if the real reason was my apartment, that's all I want to know.
Okay. All right. We'll do our best. Anybody want to guess it wasn't the apartment?
I mean, I want to say it was something else, but you have to understand, like say you're a girl and in the middle of the night, you wanted a glass of water or something like that. So you get up, you go to the kitchen, you turn on the light, and like some big ass cockroach runs across the floor or something. I mean, I would leave that place probably immediately.
Yeah,
if I saw
that
something
that
gross.
I can understand. I guess. Yeah, yeah, or a rat. Yeah.
Or a possum.
Yeah. All right, let's call Carissa, and then we'll see if that's what it was for real when we come back next.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Carissa?
Yeah, this is.
Carissa, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great. So listen, we need to know if you can answer a question for us.
Yeah. Okay. Is it like to win something or like a trivia?
Well, no, actually, it's not a trivia question or anything like that. You're not playing for concert tickets or anything. So, but the good news is there's no pressure. Okay.
Okay,
so we talked with Paul earlier this morning, and he had told us that you guys dated for a while, but you ended things because you needed time to be alone. Things were moving a little fast.
You talked to Paul?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay, this is, like, different than I thought, yeah.
Okay, so when he said that, you know, you said things were moving a little fast, was that the reason things were moving too fast?
Well, kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so here's the thing. He doesn't think that's the real reason you lost interest. In fact, he has a guess as to the real reason. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, well, let me tell you what it was, and then you tell me if I'm right, okay? He thinks it's because he has a crummy apartment. He felt really bad about that. He thinks you saw his place, and you were like, no, thank you. Is that what really happened?
No. His place, like, wasn't even that bad at all.
Okay, so you didn't end things because his place sucked. Because he's moving, by the way, in October to a better place, I think he said.
No, I know it wasn't like about his place at all. It really wasn't.
Well, was it something else, like besides his place?
It was something else. There was something definitely else, but I'm literally like, there's no way I could like tell you guys. It's like way too personal. I cannot tell you.
Is it really bad?
I mean, kind of, yeah.
Okay, well, now we really want to know. Now we definitely want to hear what it was.
I mean, this is, you guys, like, first of all, this is not something I could even, like, say on the radio right now at all.
Okay, listen, can I put you on with just Ashley, and we'll put you on off the airing, and you can tell her, and then we'll decide?
Just with Ashley and not being recorded?
Right.
Okay, sure, I guess.
Okay. All right, don't hang up. I'm just going to put you on hold for just a second. Ashley's going to pick you up right now, so don't hang up. Okay. She is on line 3. So find out what it is and then find out if we can actually put it on the air.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so what was it? Yeah, he told us that. He said like it was his birthday or something. Okay. Like... Okay, I think, yes, okay.
Oh, man, I gotta hear this.
Oh, no. Oh, no, are you serious? Okay, oh my gosh. No, I feel for you. Hang on. You have to do everything you just did for the guys. Hold on one second, okay? All right, Nick, I'm gonna put her on hold.
Okay. So, all right, so what happened?
Carissa went back to his apartment, and she gave him a special birthday present that, you know, the kind that DJ Khaled doesn't do, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, I do know what you're saying. Okay.
Okay, so when he got to the point where he was just about to finish with his present.
Okay.
Carissa, tell them what he did.
So he starts yelling,
Oh my God. Oh my dear Lord. That is awkward.
Imagine being the one who was there. Like, I literally, like, for a second, like, I was like, thought he was going to have a seizure, like some medical situation. Like, I've never in my life.
I think you should take it as like a compliment, though. I mean, you must be really good at giving birthday presents for a boy to yell, "Unga," or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, in the moment, it was like freaked me out, though. It was like the whole night I was laying there next to him. Like, I wasn't sleeping. I was sitting there with my eyes wide open. And all I could think of, like, listen to that every time we did anything. There was no way but like I could like ever even see him again or like be serious with this guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I could either. Like, I mean, on one hand, it's definitely a testament to how good you are. But on the other hand, it's probably the unsexiest thing I've ever heard. So that was the reason that you ended things with Paul then.
Yeah, honestly, at that point, it was just way too awkward. There's no way like I could even like talk to him again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.